SF Radio is a community adventure, a joint effort between the radio station, the community, and the members of the campus and community who freely give their time to the programs you listen to and enjoy throughout the year. It is listener-powered radio, and Fun Drive is the chance to show your support and keep CJSF a strong, diverse, and alternative media voice. Help us rise higher and reach further by donating now at cjsffundrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573 to get the donation link.
With deep, unhurried wing beats, a dozen majestic swans fly in a straight line, their immense white bodies glistening in the golden sunlight of a November morning. As they fly closer, their long necks fully outstretched, the swans' syncopated honks reveal their identity. These are trumpeter swans. The flock lands in a plowed field to forage for remnant potatoes and other waste crops. With an almost 7-foot wingspan, trumpeter swans are among the largest of all waterfowl. At nearly 25 pounds, they are among the heaviest of all flying birds. Now, a second formation of swans flies in to forage near the trumpeters, but these swans announce themselves with a different voice. Just a bit smaller than the trumpeters, their distinctive whoops tell us they are tundra swans, a different species. Both species of swan fly south each fall from nesting sites in Canada and Alaska. Trumpeter swans winter mostly in the Pacific Northwest, while tundra swans can be found along both coasts and at a variety of inland sites in the west. You can see these spectacular birds on their wintering grounds anytime between now and the middle of March. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.
CJSF is completing a multi-year project to replace our broadcasting tower on top of Burnaby Mountain. It's a costly but necessary project that will set us up to reach our community across Greater Vancouver on the FM airwaves for many years to come. Help us rise higher and reach further with a supporting donation to our Fund Drive campaign at cjsffunddrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573. With your support, we are up, up, and away to a better future.
This is Raccoon City, and I'm your host. You're here. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy some awesome music.
Welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, community radio station from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwakwim, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome, my name is Katie, and I am the host of Raccoon City here on 90.1 FM every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy that you're here. Today I have some wonderful sounds. I've got some really cool, like, housey jazz sort of music. I've got some show reviews because I've been to a lot of really cool shows around Vancouver this week. I also have some up-and-coming shows if you're interested to hear all about the coolest shows in Vancouver happening this fall/winter It's really awesome and really cool, so you should definitely stick around to hear all about it. For now, here is some sort of like housey jazz. I'm so into this genre of music right now, and I'll talk about it more in a little bit, but for this moment, here is As If by Dublon on their album Pollen. Thank you.
You're listening to Raccoon City on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. If you like what you're hearing and you'd like to support campus community radio here in Burnaby, you can go to cjsffunddrive.ca to make a donation, or you can call 778-782-2573. And we'll talk to you and take your information, or you can text donate to that same number, 778-782-2573, and you'll get all the info you need. Thanks. Help us rise higher and reach further.
Problem with sex discrimination would appear to be jazz. In general, women have to prove themselves as being good musicians to be respected, which is not the case for men. This and the conditions in which jazz is usually played contribute to the low number of women participating in jazz.
so epic. That was just Would Appear to Be Jazz by Bolden. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and I am your host for this next hour. This is my show called Raccoon City here on 90.1 FM every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. Thanks for being here. So yeah, I'm really into like the mix, the blend of like house and jazz. It's like this really epic, it just like some really great sounds come out of this like nice blend. And there are some artists that do it just like so well. And right now my favorites would be Dublon, Pollen by Dublon. So good, such a great album, just like such a nice wonderful blend of these two wonderful sounds. Such a great album. And then also Bolden, which I just played. And I love when songs or like tracks have like monotone vocals, like not really singing, just like talking in the beginning, and they like just like tell you about it, and then they don't bring it up again for the rest of the entire like track. Like, I just think it's so sick. And this song, Would Appear to Be Jazz by Bolden, is so interesting. Yeah, it's a little bit daunting, but that's okay, because you know what? Live, love, laugh. And also, I really have been liking Lure. It's L-O-U-R-E. They're a really good mix of like house and jazz too. I mentioned Dublon, also Bolden, and Sven Wegner is also a really good artist in this sort of mixed genre setting that I'm in right now. I'm really obsessed with this sound currently. I'm eating it up, no crumbs. So I'm definitely expect to hear a little bit more of that, those sounds. And oh, I saw recently some artists that I've seen have been Night Tapes and Mac DeMarco in here in Vancouver. Mac DeMarco was so cool, so swag at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. Literally the nicest. I met like so many cool people that night, and I was like, because sometimes when you go to shows, like the crowd that the artist brings in kind of, I don't know, sometimes in my brain I'm like, oh, this is kind of like representative of like who's listening to your music and who your fans are. And some, it's just really interesting to go to those shows and just kind of see what the like vibe is like between the mutual consumers of those sounds. And so the Mac DeMarco contest like just really excelled my expectations of like really cool people and like just kind. It was very young though. The crowd was very young, and I did feel a little like, no. Anyway, you know what? No, I'm, anyway. Yes. So Mac DeMarco was really cool. Night Tapes was even cooler. They were just so ethereal. I love their sound. I like that the venue was at, just like it was a smaller venue. And it was just really, really all around a great time. So I'm going to play a little bit of Night Tapes now, because they just came out with their new album, Portal/Polarities. And I love their sounds. I love their music. I love everything about them. I love their... And I didn't... Oh, you know what? I'll talk about it after. Here is Swordsman by Night Tapes on their newest album, Portal/Polarities. We'll be right back.
Again, this is Raccoon City on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and it's Fun Drive. If you like what you're hearing, if you want to help Katie keep making great episodes of Raccoon City and help us extend our reach further and rise higher, please go to cjsffundrive.ca, cjsffundrive.ca, and make a donation now. Thank you.
I'm just another swordsman.